Dave, and Darren.
Hello there!
Welcome to the January 2019 Patrons Only Show, just for the patrons.
Hello there!
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for your patronage. Thanks for supporting the show. You know, most of you have been supporting us since the beginning in one way, shape, or form. So we know that, you know, we've been together for a long time. And I just want to say my greatest appreciation and gratitude for all that you've done for the show. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
This is my sentiment. We're private dancers. We're dancers for money.
Do you want to see me do the Jimmy again?
Thank you, Mark Knopfler.
He wrote that. That's right.
I know it.
Did they ever do that, Dire Straits, as a song? Is that available somewhere on like a B-side somewhere?
I mean, they have a live album, but it didn't appear on that.
When's the last studio record Dire Straits put out? They just kind of went away, right?
Well,
they had the massive hit. They put one out, like one more record, and then that was it?
One more after that, and then they said goodbye.
I mean, has it been 30 years since we've had anything from Dire Straits? How long has it been?
Pretty close.
Really?
Yeah, probably. It's probably been 30 years.
I know Mark Knopfler will put out a solo record every once in a while.
Do you ever find yourself doing that, not being able to add the decades where it's like, oh, that was 20 years ago? No, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, oh, that was 30 years ago. No, that was 40 years ago.
Well, because I don't want to believe, this is the problem, like I don't want to believe that the 90s were 20 years ago, when in fact the 90s were essentially 30 years ago.
That's exactly
right. Right. Like I can't, I'm not okay with that. On Every Street was the last record.
That's right, On Every Street, which was a good record.
And that came out 6 years after Brothers in Arms. Not the most prolific band.
Yeah, for a while there, they were all right.
Was there a big... I remember Calling Elvis. I don't remember any other songs. Heavy Fuel was the first single.
Heavy Fuel.
Do they tour a lot behind that record? Because I feel like there were quite a few opportunities to see them at Alpine Valley that summer.
I think they put a live album out again after that on that particular tour.
Yeah, and on the night.
And then they were done.
Mm-hmm. Alchemy, though, if you want a Dire Straits live
record.
That's
the live record.
That's the one you want to get, right?
But between, what would it have been? Their first record was 78?
Yes, October of 78.
So they put several together.
It's making movies.
When they were done, they were done.
It's Making Movies the one with Romeo and Juliet on it?
Yes.
That's a great record.
It is a good record.
Yeah, I used to do a scene with him. Boy, Skateaways on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Tunnel of Love. Espresso Love. What? Well, that's fantastic. Now you got something. They're just three guys in the Dire Straits, right?
No, they were a bigger band than that.
Were they?
Yeah.
But was it a band that they didn't get along, or they just thought that was
enough? That was another sibling band.
Oh, there were two Knopflers.
I believe there was a David Knopfler.
A Tale of Two Knopflers.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a big Knopfler off? A Knopfler, if you'll have it? David Knopfler, Mark Knopfler, John Isley, and Pick Withers on the drum kit, ladies and gentlemen. So did David and Mark not get along?
That was one incarnation. That was like the original incarnation, I guess.
Interesting. Well, we could
talk. No, wasn't there? And there was a keyboard player, too.
Well, it's just Bobby Keys. He's in every band.
Bobby Keys isn't a keyboard player.
No?
Or is he?
You're thinking of Alan Clark. Alan Clark was a keyboardist for...
I thought there was a Guy Fletcher.
Yeah, he replaced Alan Clark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in the band... Guy Fletcher didn't join the band until 84.
Really?
So, yeah, he would have been there for...
And then I know Terry Williams ended up being a drummer.
The very capable Terry Williams. Not enough is said about his drum work.
Who was in Rockpile.
Right. Right.
They get around.
I've been listening to a lot of early Nick Lowe lately.
Good for you.
I love the sound of Broken Glass.
Yeah.
And I've been getting into some the early stuff. Has Nick Lowe put anything since that record we saw him do years ago? Remember when you and I went and saw Nick Lowe in Milwaukee?
Yes,
You see the way that she lights up when I walk in the room? That's good.
God damn, that was a great record.
Yeah, no, he put a studio record out. Then I think he also put out a Christmas record.
Okay, well, no thanks.
But it was like a Christmas record with original tunes.
Oh, nice. So, I love the sound of Breaking Ornaments, that kind of thing.
Perhaps. If you go now, Mark Knopfler still tours and still puts out solo records. As a matter of fact, he's put out several solo records. From what I understand, if you go see Mark Knopfler, don't expect a ton of Dire Straits.
No.
Not that you're not going to get a couple, but it's...
Yeah, but is he going to do Twistin' by the Pool? He's not going to do anything I want to hear.
Which was, again, that was an EP.
So
that was in addition to the records. So they stayed busy from 78 through whatever it was.
Patrons, you're listening to Dave and Darren's Dire Straits Talk.
God, I hate the Dire Straits. I can't believe I'm paying for this.
What am I paying for? We do have some other stories that we can talk about. I don't know if you heard of this. A guy...
We should do
gets away from a guy on New Year's, like it does sometimes.
Yes.
What's the worst New Year's you ever had?
As far as it
getting away from you and just being, like, were you ever hung over until, like, January 3rd or 4th?
I know that we went to, now, it couldn't have been, well, I guess it could have been quite a while ago. I know that once we went to Texas Roadhouse the next day, and I was struggling there.
Yeah, that's rough.
I remember them bringing the food to people who sat down after us.
Right. And that,
and it was just like, oh, I really need something to soak up last night or early this morning.
Right. Right. That's the worst. When you get there and the people are seated after you get their meal. Because you wonder, are they doing it on purpose? Have you done something to upset them?
You're struggling.
Struggling.
So, I mean, normally I'm not going to lose my, you know, peas and carrots about that sort of situation. Things happen.
A lot of people sent us a link from this weekend. Joe Namath acting like a maniac.
Again?
Yeah, he's up to his old trick. But he's not drunk. He's just Joe Namath.
Yeah.
So he's acting goofy, and people were very excited about this. Like, we got to see this. He's drunk again. He's not
drunk.
Where was
he?
Why
isn't he doing the CNN New Year's Eve bash? You've got something.
Broadway Joe
and Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I want to kiss you.
I want to kiss you. No, Joe Namath was there at the Alabama game.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. He was on the sidelines at the Alabama
game. I saw McConaughey at the Texas game.
Yeah, they need to quit showing him. That's right. Half of that game was watching that jackass clapping and yelling things.
And like being very aware that he's on camera.
What? That guy's the worst.
No, he's not. I don't know.
Here is.
Doesn't he have an Oscar?
Yeah, he does.
Well, then there you go.
But get off the sidelines.
Who do you think the next goofball is? That's going to win an Oscar, because there's always that somehow there's some sort of resurrection of somebody.
I'm going to say Joaquin Phoenix. He's kind of a goofball.
Yeah, but
you think screwier than that?
Screwier than that.
So who? Like, give me a for instance, like an example of somebody that
someone,
was like a kook and like a Whoopi Goldberg. Or what do you mean by screwball?
Well, they end up doing some sort of. Like
I don't think Andy Dick's going to win an Oscar.
Andy Dick would be a good, now that, like, there you go.
Like if he does a dramatic turn.
Yes, if he does some sort of dramatic turn in something. Like in,
Andy Dick can't get hired for insurance purposes, so it's not going to be Andy Dick.
But Andy Dick is a great suggestion.
So if he did a dramatic turn as like, you know. He's an abortion doctor for a bunch of hookers with hearts of gold, and it's during the Holocaust, because that's what you would have to do in order to win Academy Award, I think.
Something like that.
Right, right.
Yes. He shows... he shows refugees how to go down on a carrot.
Right. The kids in cages at the border. He shows them how to fillet. But it's not done for laughs this time.
No, not for...
This
no,
time
this is this,
done this to tug at the heartstrings.
This is how you survive in this country.
Here's Joe Namath acting nutty at the Bama game on the Orange Bowl here, all right? Tell me if you think this is particularly screwy.
I found it. It's Joe Namath.
Yeah,
in the meantime,
look who I found.
Uh-oh, he's kissing the nugget.
Where's the fur coat that you had on game day?
Oh, we're in the tropics, you know.
It was a hot day on game day. It didn't matter.
It's going to be a hot night. I know that, too. I still have the fur, but I leave them in the closet.
Okay, I know you don't go to a lot of games, but you came to this one. What made you come out of hiding and not watch it on TV?
Well, it's Alabama. It's the Crimson Tide, you know, and whenever they play, I try to get there.
Okay. All right. Well, Roll Tide then.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, they play a lot. Yeah. And they play the. And against this Clemson, they play a lot, too. Like, I don't understand what his point was there. Well, you know. And Auburn now.
Where's the
Auburn.
Fur coat? Well, you know, listen, I'm tired of people throwing red paint on it.
We're in the tropics.
Crimson paint on it.
So, yeah, at one point he grabs her and, like, gives her a smooch.
Yeah, have you...
And she doesn't seem to be that into it, but it's not near Susie Colbert-esque, right?
Haven't...
It's awkward.
Haven't learned my lesson.
No, learned a lesson.
I'm Broadway Joe. I don't need to learn a lesson.
No. I'm going to sexually harass as much as I want, and the reverse mortgage money's going to pay for it. Homeowner in Waukesha wakes up on New Year's Day to find a neighbor passed out in the dog bed with her 150-pound Mastiff.
The neighbor is in someone else's...
The neighbor goes into the wrong house and crawls into bed with this 150-pound
Mastiff. I've gone in the wrong house.
Yeah. This seems to happen a lot, right? Where...
Did you go in the wrong house?
I took the wrong car home once.
Did you go in the wrong bed?
I did go in the wrong bed, yes. That's the story of Sultan.
You're not the Sultan.
No. That's That's a story for another time. But... That's a story I'll only tell patrons, but I'm not there today. So this Waukesha woman wakes up, and this stranger, turns out it was a neighbor,
They knew who
in her
was.
House, sleeping with Benton,
naked.
In the dog bed. The guy was, it says here, had no ill intentions, according to the police report.
Just passed out.
He had mistaken her house for his own while heavily intoxicated. He lives just a couple doors down the road. She had no idea who the guy was because, honestly, who knows who lives a couple doors down the road from me?
So, okay, so she didn't know it was a neighbor.
No. No, she wakes up and there's a guy in the dog bed with the 150-pound dog.
Not waking up, though.
No, she says...
So, no threat at that point. But I need to get you out of here.
No, right. It's like you got.
And I'm gonna need backup.
She ended up calling the cops.
Of course you do.
And they say that this Mastiff is a fierce dog, but the dog must have just realized this guy's not a threat.
Boy, what if you're overzealous and you just go get the handgun and blow him away?
Well, you would be within your rights to, I think.
Would you though?
I don't know.
Not to mention, you're going to really scare the hell out of that dog.
Well, that's it. That's probably the only reason this guy's alive, is loud noises aren't good for the dog. If it wasn't for that, this guy would be a deceased drunk in Waukesha. Well, you know, over by Dare. yeah, he's gone.
Struggling.
I want to kiss you.
We need to do a little update on all the people that we lost yesterday.
So when we started doing the show, we already were talking about Mean Gene.
That was the only one that you were aware of.
Right, and then you broke on the show yesterday.
Super Dave Osborne.
That we lost Bob Einstein, who, now I was wrong. Marty Funkhauser was, that was the Curb Your Enthusiasm character.
Yes.
And the character on Arrested Development was someone else.
He was the surrogate.
The surrogate, yes.
Shoot me.
Can't
tell. No, he wasn't Shoot Me.
No, that was Martin Short.
That was just...
That was that Uncle Jackie or something? Or no, not...
So then we lost him.
Well, not all of his characters are Jackie.
And at that time, we were asking what the difference maybe in age was. Well, they were the exact same age. They were 76 years old. And
right.
Then we find out that Captain and Tennille passed away. And
yes.
He was also 76.
Now, he and Tennille had broken up a couple of years ago.
Which, yeah, by the way, love will keep us together.
Well, but she was there in the room with him when he died.
I understand.
So that's kind of weird. Kind of beautiful, but I don't think they had the best relationship.
Well, they broke up pretty late in their...
But I think she said, like, he wouldn't touch her for, like, the last 20 years they were married.
Another lie. Touch Me When We're Dancing? Was that their song?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't remember a lot of Captain and Tennille.
The Deep Cuts?
Not really in my wheelhouse.
It was a hit.
They had Love Will Keep Us Together, which is a great tune. Great 70s pop tune. And Muskrat Love. I can't think of any other cat. Do That to Me One More Time? Is that
yes.
Captain and Tennille?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I know three songs by them. What was the one that you're saying?
Do that to me no more times.
Stop doing that
don't
to me.
Don't ever do that again to me. That
knock it off.
Is not even legal.
And you're not even really a captain.
It's not even legal in this state.
You want to hear Tony Tennille talking about the
Tony Tennille from Pink Floyd's The Wall?
The lack of intimacy.
And then when I finally made up my mind, it was hard. I thought about all the fans and what they would think. But with the help of my family and great women friends and a wonderful therapist in Prescott, I was finally able to make the decision I had to.
Well, let's go back to the beginning, because you tell this
story. I don't want to hear about the beginning. I want to hear about your love falling apart.
Is that the sort of thing you mentioned?
74. And so we went up to Virginia City, a little mining town in northern Nevada, and found the judge in one of the bars, and he told us to go down to the Silver Queen Saloon, and he'd meet us there. And we were married in this little saloon in a tiny little wedding chapel, and we walked out the door and into the sunshine, and I went, is that real? And it was.
Is this feeling
like something real?
Something real.
I thought he was a real captain, and then I found I found out that was a lie.
Yeah, the reason they got married was their accountant said they'd do a lot better with taxes if they were married. That's why they got married.
Is that always the
in 1974.
Case?
Do you do better being married than not?
Yeah, I mean, I know in most cases you do, but
she says I loved him with all my heart, but what I was projecting on him was something he could never be, and I didn't know at the time.
Oh, I see what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
She says sex is not love. More sex is not intimacy. He couldn't be affectionate. He couldn't just give me a hug. And I don't blame him, because he came from a very, very difficult family, and he had a famous but overbearing father.
Who was his famous father?
Carmen Dragon, the overbearing conductor. Carmen Dragon.
Mm.
Yeah. So he wouldn't touch her. And after a couple of decades of that.
Angry.
Well, yeah, she says she walked away.
Hmm.
And she says when she wrote the book, she says, I'm going to write this book. And it's going to be from my point of the view. And the captain said, I'm not worried, baby. You've always been a straight shooter.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Well, so that's very personal.
She was in the room when he died. But yeah, they were not together, even though love was supposed to keep them together. Whatever.
Yeah, maybe, whatever.
Maybe that's the whole point of that song. Love will keep us together. And then she goes,
whatever.
Whatever. Well, I guess if you listen to that song now, it's really a scathing attack on the idea of monogamy, isn't it?
Hmm.
There's a Sandra Bullock movie that people are going nuts for. We did the Bandersnatch over the break. Have you done the
what
Bandersnatch?
Is Bandersnatch?
So Bandersnatch is.
I think I know what that is.
It's
but
not. It's not what you think it is. I can assure you, it's a thing on. There's a TV show on Netflix called Black Mirror. It's a sci-fi anthology series,
mm-hmm.
And the idea of this is, you have your remote control in your hand, and you control the guy. So it'll say like, should he do this or that? Should he do this or that?
So it's interactive.
It's like the Choose Your Own Adventure books, right? Exactly. Like, he's on the bus, and
so
should he listen to a collection of pop songs or the Thompson Twins? You make decisions as to all that stuff. And then at one point, you make some pretty heavy decisions. I don't want to say anymore because I don't
want to make him do anything you want. Just you've got options.
You have one option or another.
Yeah, that's
it. And sometimes the options seem like it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
You're fooling yourself.
Jenny kept pointing that out. I'm like, you know, this isn't from the show. I don't want to ruin the show for anybody who hasn't seen mm-hmm. it. But it's like, should I have him open the refrigerator or go get something to eat? And she'd be like, what the hell's the difference? And no matter what, we're going to...
He's going to get something out of the... So he's going to get something to eat out of the refrigerator.
I'd click go get something to eat, and he'd open up the fridge and get something to eat. I'm like, wait a minute here.
Should he turn the television on, or should he watch some TV?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Is it six of one, or a half dozen of another? Those aren't actual choices from the show. Anyway, we watched that on Netflix. The other big thing that everyone went nuts for was this show, movie, the new Sandra Bullock movie,
mm-hmm.
which is called Bird Box. Now, Bird Box takes place in some sort of post-apocalyptic world.
Great.
Where there are creatures that, if they're able to look you in the eye, they take control of you, and you become a homicidal maniac, and then you kill yourself.
Well, at least you'd have an excuse.
So, Sandra Bullock and her kids have to walk around the whole movie blindfolded.
By choice.
Well, yeah. If you can accidentally see a monster and then you're dead.
Do they have canes?
I haven't seen the movie.
Mm. Boy, that seems like, and that's, oh, it's just a movie, not a series.
It's a Netflix movie. Movie, yes. Okay. Yes.
Because that seems like a, that would be a lot to bear if you're, if it's a
honestly,
series and you got to be blindfolded for the whole series.
I think they said in the first week it was released, 45 million users watched the show. Keep in mind, 45 million users is like accounts. So there could be two or three people watching the show. This thing, more people saw Bird Box than anything at the cinemas, and the cinemas had a pretty robust season. So now there are people, because it's 2019 and we're getting dumber as a species, there are people now doing what they call the hashtag Bird Box Challenge, where they'll put on a blindfold and then try to do seemingly normal tasks, like walking down a flight of stairs or riding a scooter. There's a whole lot of idiots that
trying
you watch
to do
online.
Your job.
Exactly.
Which the employer doesn't really appreciate.
Hey, what are you doing?
Take the blindfold off.
Netflix had to release this statement yesterday.
Stop doing it.
Can't believe I have to say this, but please do not hurt yourselves with this Bird Box challenge. We don't know how this started, and we appreciate the love, but boy and girl have just one wish for 2019, and it is you do not end up in the hospital due to memes. I think boy and girl would make more sense if either one of us had watched the...
Probably a couple characters.
Yeah. Hey, the NFL draft's coming to town.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing that, like, three picks will be made from Augustana.
Yes.
Because Rock Island was one of the original NFL locations.
The original. First ever game. The first ever NFL game. Now, back then, they weren't the NFL. And there's also some talk that...
So what are
we
the-
were? There was another game that day, but no one kept track of when kickoff was for that game in Ohio. So Rock Island gets the credit for being the first NFL game.
So is this the only town that's getting this little satellite thing?
My suspicion is there are others. My suspicion is it's not.
There's a couple, maybe some other towns.
I'm guessing that.
So
I don't know.
They'll make like three picks in one of the later rounds.
The sixth round.
Seven rounds.
Yes. But the sixth round is there's more than seven rounds, aren't there?
I think there's seven. They don't go any deeper than seventh.
Really?
Seven, and not anymore.
They used to.
Yes.
Okay, now that you just pick up...
I think they're done after the seventh round.
Okay. Well, in the sixth round, which is the round that, you know, Tom Brady went and Antonio Brown went.
Sure.
Terrell Davis went. In the sixth round, three picks will be made...
From Augustana.
Yes, although my suspicion is they'll make the pick somewhere else and phone it in, and there'll be somebody there, like Ken Anderson will say,
"Well,
and now the Chargers will take Joey Cleats from Football State."
Well, perhaps my nephew can kind of steal the podium and pick himself.
And I'm in.
I'm in. Sixth-round pick for the
NFL.
Bears.
I'm going. Now, here's the thing. I can promise you that the Bears will not be picking.
Why is that?
The Bears, I got good news and I got bad
There's no
news.
Sixth-round pick.
The Bears don't have a sixth-round pick because they traded it away for Khalil Mack.
I'll take it.
Yeah, right?
I'll take it.
So, yeah, I'm going to go watch the Chargers make a pick and have a good time.
Uh-huh.
And just know that, you know, hopefully by then,
from what I understand, will be taking place at the Ken Anderson Academic All-American Club. So
it's going to be
so
a big
deal.
So
you can turn it into a party, right?
I plan on doing that.
Oh, good for you.
Speaking of parties, you know, in Moline, there's the John Deere Museum. Have you ever been inside that visitor center there in Moline across from Tax Center?
I don't think so.
It's marvelous. It really is. Everybody should go at least once. Then they've got a big deer statue. There's deer statues all over town. If you go to the corporate offices of John Deere, they've got one at the Deer Run. The Deer Run. Big, beautiful stag. There's a handful of them around town. Might want to rethink that. Because a guy in Philly impaled himself on a deer statue over the weekend.
You can't have anything nice. If anything, if my mother taught me anything, you can't have anything nice.
This happened on Tuesday, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that would have been New Year's Day, right? This guy ended up in the hospital after he wound up impaled on a deer statue in a traffic circle there in Philly. He climbed onto the Washington Monument in the middle of the Oval. In this traffic circle, he slipped and fell on the antlers of this massive deer statue and impaled himself.
Ooh.
After falling, the left side of the man's body was impaled on the deer statue, causing a laceration and bleeding.
I bet.
Taken to the nearby hospital where he is listed in stable condition. How'd this happen? cut impaled by a deer statue. 4 in the afternoon. There's this whole Washington Monument there at Philly. It's been there forever. And there's a level where there's, you know, like a buffalo and an alligator and some moose you can look at. But this guy thought it'd be a good idea to climb on the deer and ended up impaling himself. Not the best look. What a crazy man.
Anybody with you? I went stag.
Oh, I like what you did there. Oh, dear. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to talk about, if you'll allow it, Darren, this story also takes place in Philadelphia. By the way, this will be our last show until after the Bears play in the playoff game. Go, Mr. Yeah, Biscuit, go.
Last, yeah, that's the later game on Sunday. So we
you're damn right it is. They have a big thing there.
But now I hope we don't have the Fog Bowl again. That was the Bears and the Eagles.
It's going to be in the 50s.
So no fog.
No, it'll be fine. New Year's, I guess, is a big deal in Philly. This guy, they have a big, they call it the Mummer Parade. Big New Year's Day parade where people
dress up
the Mummer's Parade festivities. Where it just basically it's people just getting hammered and walking around in a parade. It sounds like a lot of fun. There was a character.
I bet it's a longer parade than the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yes, well, all of them are. This guy's wearing a big gold chain and a dark jacket, and the chain says Jay-Z, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy went as Jay-Z for the Mummers Parade, and they posted it online, and people were furious because it's, you know, you've got a guy in blackface dressed up in the parade.
Well, you can't impersonate Jay-Z. You can't impersonate a police officer. You're really not supposed to impersonate a priest.
There's people screaming how racist this is. People saying, I hope Jay-Z sees this and never plays Philadelphia again. What a bunch of bigots. The problem is that this guy who was accused of playing Jay-Z
is actually black.
The guy who was accused of playing Jay-Z in blackface is in fact an African-American. Yes.
How dare you put on blackface?
So this black guy's in trouble for wearing blackface when he happens to have a black face. That doesn't seem...
And what does the chain say, Jay-Z?
Jay-Z.
Just Jay-Z. But that's not how Jay-Z goes. Jay-Z goes by with J-A-Y, right? Yeah. And a Z.
Yeah.
Different, totally different thing.
Yeah, right. If anything, he should get in trouble for not being, you know, an authentic representation of what Jay-Z is. Speaking of celebrities, oh boy, yesterday was a tough day with all of the, with all the celebrities. Threes,
we didn't even have to wait for sun up to sundown.
It was almost 4.
Ooh.
Because there was a rumor swirling on the internet yesterday.
Yes.
That we lost Olivia Newton-John.
Well, no, we're not. Listen, let's not do that sort of talk.
Olivia Newton-John is just fine.
Yeah.
In fact, good. Issued a statement saying
didn't she release like a video or something?
Yes. Yes. A proof of life video has been released by Olivia Newton-John.
See, there she is.
She looks fantastic.
She sure does.
She's 70 years old.
Wow.
I know it, right? Here's Olivia Newton-John, who, by the way, we would murder for.
Yes, we would. We would kill.
Issuing a little statement after the internet went nuts that she had died.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Olivia Newton-John, and I just want to say that the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated, to quote a very famous quote. And I'm doing great, and I want to wish all of you the happiest, healthiest 2019 that's possible. And thank you all for your wonderful love and support for me and for my Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness Center in Melbourne, Australia. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
I can't keep a man because I've got to be crazy.
It'd be worth it. It'd be worth the
ride. It would be worth it.
I imagine. I mean, she's the kind of crazy that I dig the most. I mean, that would be fantastic, Olivia Newton-John.
I don't care if it's...
You come home from a night out and she's just roller skating around the house. In the Greek goddess outfit? Okay. I could dig this kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't
my kind of crazy.
This doesn't suck. I'll roll with this.
You want to get
literally.
You want to get physical? Sure. And she did. She beat the hell out of me.
And I
didn't know that's what this song was about. Good God. She's got nunchucks.
Two guys are having an argument in a hot tub over the JFK assassination.
Okay. I think that's all I need to know.
This happened in Utah the other night.
Uh-huh.
California man arrested.
Another New Year's Eve thing?
Yeah, this happened on Tuesday, so New Year's Day. Arrested in Utah after he allegedly bit a large chunk of another man's ear off during an argument about conspiracy theories. Brian David Boyack, accused of assaulting a victim after a conversation about big corporations and conspiracy theories was going on there in the hot tub. This guy was upset when he found out the guy he was talking to worked for a big bank and bit off a large chunk of his ear.
So he didn't really know the guy he's in the hot tub with?
I don't think when two dudes are in a hot tub together, they ever know each other. I think that's just something fellas do. I don't know.
Not yet.
Getting
to know you.
The victim said that Boyack took issue with the fact that he worked for a big banking business, and it triggered an extremely heated argument about the JFK assassination.
What'd you just say you do for a living?
And aliens living amongst us, and government conspiracies. The conversation got extremely heated.
Well, of course it did. It's a hot tub.
Right.
You don't really stand a... There's not another alternative.
The victim locked Boyack out of his home, which prompted him to pick up patio furniture and start hitting the front of the house.
A good look.
When the victim went out of the house and told him, please stop damaging my home, he was attacked, and that's when Boyack held him on the ground and bit off a giant chunk of his ear. He then got in his truck and drove away. Well, cops were able to catch up with him. He's now looking at all kinds of fines and could be doing up to 15 years in prison.
Leopold and Loeb.
You know, I'll talk your ear off in this hot tub. You want to get started about dealing with, conspiracy theories. Yeah.
If you look out the window and you see that someone is throwing furniture at your neighbor's house.
Right.
It's like, go pop the popcorn.
Yeah, if somebody's got patio furniture and throwing it up against the house, that's not someone you go out and try and reason
no,
with.
No, I'm going to...
Would you please stop hitting my house? We had a lovely time until things got weird between us, and I'm sorry that there's been such a falling out, but please, kindly, stop hitting my house with my Barca lounger, if you please. You can't reason with somebody like that.
You wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't try to. See, the TSA is getting rid of the pointy-eared dogs and replacing them with floppy-eared dogs because it's less stressful for passengers.
The pointy-eared dogs are a little too menacing?
I guess. Like, you know, like your German shepherds have the pointy ears.
Yeah.
Like a beagle has big floppy ears. So for some people...
I don't know that I've ever really been to an airport with dogs.
I had a dog smell my crotch last flight I took. Came right up to me and buried his nose in there.
Huh.
And I was like... I don't think I did anything. No, I didn't. I didn't have anything on me. It was drugs.
Well,
it was drugs because it was DEA.
See, now that sort of thing could happen.
And then the handler was like, "Come here, boy."
That sort of thing could happen to me because probably most of my clothes smell like dogs
and marijuana.
Well, yes, there is that.
I mean.
If we're going to be honest about it.
Right.
There is a distinct possibility.
I'm just not throwing that out there.
Uh-huh.
Finally, and again, thank you so much, patrons, for downloading the show, for your continued support here. We say it every time. We could do the show without you.
But we won't.
But it's not going to happen. I don't know. I don't know where I fall on this.
Now it's just getting sad.
Orange County, California.
Yes.
Is where this next story takes. Yes, Orange County, California. There is an inmate there who got in trouble for helping out the guards. And the inmate was allowed to order Chinese takeout after he gave the guards advice on doing...
The succulent Chinese meal.
You know your judo well. This is Orange County. Oh, stupid
See,
me.
That's
this is not Orange County, California. course not. This is Orange County.
Florida.
You start palling around with the guards. That's not good. The other inmates aren't going to take kindly to that sort of thing.
Internal investigation shows this inmate was allowed to eat Chinese takeout and sit in a guard station after hours in exchange for helping guards with financial and legal matters. Investigation was...
It's just like Shawshank.
You're asking a con to help you with your taxes? What is the guy in prison for? That would be huge for me.
Not paying taxes.
Well, but if they caught you... No, he was in fact serving a 15-year prison sentence for pulling a gun on his wife. He was in jail... awaiting a hearing on a probation violation. He had been serving a 15-year prison service. Another inmate told investigators that this guy had a romantic relationship with a female guard. Robert Potchin is this guy's name. He gave guards advice on their taxes, advice on student loans and mortgages, in exchange for special privileges like being able to access the internet and... Chinese takeout.
I'm going to order Chinese takeout from the internet.
So he is alleged to have had a romantic relationship with one of the guards there. Five other guards involved resigned or have retired from their posts as a result of this guy. He's a silver-tongued devil, it sounds like. Right? I don't know that I want him doing my taxes, though.
Ah, you don't have to show your taxes.
Taxes are for the little people. Thanks so much, patrons. Hope you enjoyed this patron-only show. Until we get a chance to do it for you again next week, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it!